Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple released a new version of its Clips app today for iPhone and iPad with content from Pixar's Incredibles 2 movie and more, including 6 new selfie scenes that use the True Death camera system to take you to an animal forest, monster lab, high above the clouds, and more. Selfie scenes now use the neural engine on the A12 Bionic chip for high-quality portrait segmentation during preview and recording, and 3 new filters to make your video look like a monochromatic comic book, watercolor painting, or aged film. And Apple updated GarageBand, iMovie, Pages, Keynote, and Numbers for iOS and macOS today. iMovie for iOS now lets you connect an external display to your iPad or iPhone to choose to mirror the iPad display or preview your video full screen while you edit. Full screen video preview works with editing on the iPhone 7 or later, iPad 6th generation, or iPad Pro 2017 or later. With support for uncompressed 4K video output on iPad Pro 11-inch and iPad Pro 12.9-inch 3rd generation. And on the Mac, iMovie replaces sharing videos directly to Facebook with a new Prepare for Facebook option that exports a Facebook-compatible video file that you can manually post. GarageBand for iOS gains keyboard commands for external keyboards and a wah stompbox pedal and face control for the smart guitar feature. And Pages on iOS and Mac now let you publish books directly to Apple Books for download or purchase. Apple also released the second iOS 12.1.1 developer beta and the first watchOS 5.1.2 developer beta, which we believe will free up those new infograph complications we discussed yesterday. We just have to install the updates to see. And LG has released its highly anticipated Thunderbolt 3 5K ultra-wide display, a 34-inch widescreen with a $1,500 price tag. Stay tuned for a review soon. Ars Technica has a new deep dive look at the A12X chip in the new iPad Pro, with quotes from Anand Shimpi, who founded technology review site AnandTech and joined Apple in 2014. And Apple published a new support document that details what works and doesn't work with the new USB-C port on the iPad Pro. And the new iPad Pros, MacBook Airs, and Mac Minis are now in stores today. My 11-inch iPad Pro, Smart Keyboard Folio, and new Apple Pencil have just arrived, so I'll be unboxing as soon as this recording is complete with impressions on tomorrow's 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour podcast, so stay tuned. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.